Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back for a new season of the K Dizzy and Teddy Happy Hour. I'm Teddy.
And I'm K Dizzy.
And welcome back, everybody. We kicking it off great for season two. Welcome back. We back at it again. Yeah, put the applause up, man. We doing it, man. We doing big things, man. Make sure y'all check us out on our Instagram page, the K Dizzy and Teddy Happy Hour. I ain't been doing the polls. That was all on season one. I got something new for season two. Make sure y'all check us out on our fan page on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Patreon. Hit us up. We out here. What's going on, K Dizzy?
Nothing, man. Glad to be back. Season two, had a nice little vacation. You know, it was nice to take off a few weeks and just do nothing. So that's exactly what I did. And everything is good on this end. How about you?
Yeah, doing good. Man, everything's good. PT's good. Knee getting strong every day. So enjoying that weather out here. But we got a special guest. We kicking off season two with a guest. We brought Nikki, good friend of mine. Let's give her applause. Yeah, give it up. Nikki, how you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
She's super excited. All right. She's super excited. That's what I want to hear. She's super excited over here, ladies and gentlemen.
You're like a weapon to your mouth, man. At one minute you were talking, you were talking all crazy. Now you're like,
yeah. Nah. Oh, I'm still gonna talk crazy. What you talking about? We was talking crazy, you know, before we jumped on here, and it's gonna continue. But you know, I'm trying to be nice. I can't be nice. Try to be nice. I'm welcoming our guests over here. I'm being nice. Nikki, introduce yourself. You know, tell us about yourself.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Nikki, and I have a YouTube channel called Majestic Unicorn Healing, where I help people awaken their healing powers by talking about different holistic healing modalities from around the world and also channeling messages from many different benevolent beings for humanity, and also channeling light language transmission, which helps us open up to our light and open up to more love on a very subconscious level. And light language is the language of your soul. So it sounds very, unfamiliar. It sounds very alien and very crazy, but it really helps you like open up to your light and your deep healing powers that we all have inside of us. So that's really what I'm all about. I'm a healer, I'm a channeler, I'm a medium. And I've been on this really deep spiritual journey for a little over 3 years, and a lot of magical, mystical things have, unexplainable things have started to happen to me that have made me really quite different. How I came up with the name Majestic Unicorn Healing is because for many years I've felt very connected to unicorns. And in November of 2019, I did my first ayahuasca ceremony and learned that, yes, I have been a unicorn before. And I came up with the name Majestic Unicorn because ayahuasca kept telling me that I'm this majestic unicorn. So I was like, all right, Majestic Unicorn Healing. So that's how I came up with the name. And yeah.
All right.
So what is ayahuasca? Did I say that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I was just about to ask that ayahuasca too.
Yes, this is like my favorite thing to talk about, honestly. So ayahuasca is a plant medicine that is a vine and a root combined together. So it is a psychedelic. It does have DMT in it. It's very expansive. It is one of the most intense psychedelics on the planet. Yes, it is technically illegal, but in my view, it's illegal because it really helps you dive deep. So anytime you do a ceremony of ayahuasca, it is 10 to 15 years of healing in one night. And it really, that is what I feel like threw me into like a completely different dimension and ultimately changed my whole entire life. It's very like intense medicine. I went down to a place called Rhythmia in Costa Rica, which is like a life advancement center. And they're actually the only legalized place in actually the whole world to administer ayahuasca. But this is a medicine that like people in the Amazon have been using for thousands of years. They call her Mother Ayahuasca, and they say that her spirit is the spirit of Earth. So she takes you on this very like deep, intense journey and helps you open up to more of yourself. So it's really important if anyone is listening or interested in doing ayahuasca, like I just want to say this, that you should never do it alone. You should really find a place that you trust because it's really intense and you really want to be able to be in a safe and sacred space when you do this kind of medicine because it just gets very intense and there are some times where it gets so intense that you have to ask for help. So there's usually like, you know, obviously there's a shaman who administers this this medicine and then there's also helpers that help you on your journey. And it just gets really intense because they say that so the world that we live in is a 3D world and they say that the ayahuasca is like a fifth dimensional. So like in the fifth dimension, it's kind of like that like heaven on earth feeling. It's like love, light, like just super like expansive. Like you feel this unconditional love for yourself as well as other beings. So that's kind of what like started me on this whole massive like eye-opening journey. My first trip was just, I don't even know. I just can't even explain it. Like she just showed me like who I am. And it's just, you just can't explain it. It's so intense, like the emotions. And a lot of people know about ayahuasca, but they know that it's very like people purge, people, you throw up, you go to the bathroom, you cry, like you do all the things, you get really hot. And I think there are some people that are intimidated by it because they're like, I don't want to throw up. I don't want to get sick. But it is your way of letting go of all those things that you are. And it really does help for me. I used to be actually like super insecure about talking to any males, whether I was physically attracted to them or not. And since then, my self-confidence is like next level. I'm still working through like some of my body image issues, but I just feel so differently and I have way more love and compassion for myself than I ever have before. And I just would have never, I think it would have taken me a really long time to reach those levels. But she's very intuitive. Like before I even did like the medicine for the first time, she started changing things in my life and started like shifting things. And I just wanted to be different. Like, I don't know. It just took me on like such a journey of like learning how to love myself and learning how to love others. So she's just, I don't know. She's that's definitely one of the most expansive things I've done to change my, like change my whole entire life. I've never been the same and I never want to be the same. And now all these magical things have happened to me. Like a couple months after ayahuasca, like my mom passed away and my mediumship abilities, which is where the abilities to connect to spirits on the other side, had kicked up and I can have a conversation with my mom just as easy as I'm having a conversation with you. So that's been really cool. And then I started learning light language and that's when I started being in like contact with like ETs and stuff. So just all these magical things have just been happening. And I do believe that ayahuasca was like the major gateway for me.
So for the ayahuasca, do it have to be, is it one-on-one or is it in a group? So is it in a group or just one-on-one with the shaman?
Yeah, so I'm sure you can go to places where it's one-on-one. Down at Rhythmia, you're in a room with a ton of people. I was in a room of maybe like 90 participants, and then there was probably like 15 helpers. So that's like really intense because the thing is that your energy kind of beams off each other. So let's just say I'm having a moment of throwing up. It might trigger you to let something go inside of yourself. But this last, I just did it, what, like 3 weeks ago? I think there might have been like 30 people, maybe in a couple helpers. So, yeah, I mean, you probably can do it one-on-one, but, yeah, it's just super, super intense.
Okay. So they usually have, like, this helpers there just to help people if they got to throw up or anything, something's going on.
Yeah, like if you, so you can get like pretty drunk off the medicine. So like there's been times where I needed like assistance, like going to the bathroom, like walking to the bathroom because you're just so messed up. Or the one ceremony I used to have a problem asking for help. I thought that like in life that I had to do things by myself. So I was experiencing dying. Like, I was, yeah, she was like, you're dying. Like, you're dying right now. We're going to rebirth you. And I was like, okay. And it was just super intense. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so hot. I'm so uncomfortable. And she's like, ask for help. So like, they tell you most places, like, just to raise your hand. But like, I needed someone like yesterday. So I, in a room of 100 people, was screaming, like, somebody help me, please, somebody help me. And then a bunch of people like ran over and I was like, I'm dying right now. Like, it's happening. Like, and then I'm like, please help me. Like, you know, so the shaman came over and they, and like, the thing is that your body energetically just feels on a different level. It was the most intense, like, still one of the most intense nights of my whole entire life. And you just need someone to like hold that space for you and kind of help you work through it. You know, like, it sounds terrible, but it just changed everything. Like, I feel like such a stronger person. And that happened like a couple months before my mom died. And that was the most intense night of my life. So I feel like she almost prepared me for, like, 2020 was like the worst, craziest year of my life. Like, my mom died. I was a COVID ICU nurse. And then 8 months after my mom passed away, my body got diagnosed with MS. And I went pretty much full numbness from pretty much the only thing that I could feel is my face and my neck. So my whole body went numb. So I think she just prepared me to be like, you're a warrior. Like, you can go through anything in life and still somehow like rise up when there's just other people that would be faced with one of those life-changing things within a year and probably would take a really long time to rise up. So I do attribute a lot of my strength from her, but any of the things that I do, any type of healing that I do, and I love doing healings, is just a tool. She is just a tool. Like, you, and the shaman said this past time, and I totally feel this. You are the medicine. You are the medicine to heal yourself. It's just, these are all tools. So you can't say that like ayahuasca saved you or this saved you. Like, you are only going to receive whatever healing that you are ready to receive. And you really are the medicine. Like, all the answers lie within inside of yourself, which I truly do believe. But it's like, we have all these tools, and ayahuasca is just one of the most massive ones that I personally feel that just helps me get to that next level of my life, even though it may be really uncomfortable in the moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes you got to get to that uncomfortable just to, you know, get to that next level. And then a lot of healing going on. So, I mean, a lot of people from 2020 was a rough year for a lot of people. And a lot of people need to heal just from that year alone.
For sure.
Because it was a crazy year for everyone. Crazy year.
But it really was.
So from the ayahuasca, then, like, what other, like, how do you feel that you other ways that you heal from everything that was going on?
So a lot of things with my body. I started working with a holistic doctor who like is a legit MD. But I feel like health is, for me personally, I feel like health should be holistic. And because I used to be a nurse, I know how Western medicine works, and it just focuses on your body. And I believe that it's your mind, your body, and your spirit working together. So when one of those is off, it's going to short circuit the whole entire system. Crap, now I forget what you just said. Okay, what other things I do to heal my body. I've done infrared saunas. I do water fast. I do, red light therapy. I've done parasitic cleanses. I've done colon hydrotherapy. I've done garlic enemas. I've changed my diet. I've definitely do like affirmations and try to do things to really like build myself up and really started to love myself, because most autoimmune diseases spiritually mean that you have self-hatred with inside of yourself. And for me, the majority of my whole life has been me hating my little human vessel. So I know other people, when they get diagnosed with diseases, they're kind of just like, oh, I don't know how this happened. But for me, it kind of makes sense. You can't the majority of your life hate your body and then think at some point that it's not going to start destroying itself, you know? So definitely with self-love. I mean, it's still a journey, but I've changed my eating habits. I take supplements like a crazy person. definitely try to work out, mostly just like go for walks. I haven't got like heavy into like lifting or anything like that, but I think anything is better. I've done like detox baths. I've done, what is it, going to the chiropractor, acupuncture. I definitely have energy healing sessions done on me, whether that's like Reiki or light language. I'm really big about making sure my energy is kind of like up and doing energy healings and stuff like that too.
Okay. So yeah, I heard the things about the Reiki before.
Oh yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, I've never heard of Reiki.
So Reiki actually helps like balance out your chakras. So anytime you're like feeling tired or any disease in your body, that's kind of like your energy systems are kind of off balance. So Reiki just kind of helps rebalance you. It can help with insomnia, it can help with stress.
He don't go to sleep. He need
oh,
that.
Yeah, I heard you
he
don't sleep.
Go to sleep. He don't sleep. He need. I ain't got no problem going to sleep. I can go to sleep.
No,
he need. He need. He need. He need to go get some sleep, man. He be up late.
Yeah, I probably won't go to bed till probably like 6 a.m. Probably.
Yeah, I'm a night owl too. I definitely am a night owl. Yeah, yeah, it just really helps rebalance you, and it makes you feel really good, especially when I was working night shift. Like, I think it was actually after my mom passed, they were like, I could not, when I got back to work, I could not be nocturnal. And I was like, I need a Reiki session. And like immediately it was easy for me to flip back on my off days. It just really just calms you down. And like usually during my sessions, like not everyone is like this, which I thought, because a lot of people that have done Reiki on me, I thought that everyone was psychic, and that's actually not true. So I went to someone and I'm like, oh, she didn't have any messages for me, that's weird. And my friend was like, no, Reiki isn't about being psychic. I was like, oh. She's like, you just have those gifts too. And I was like, so I usually get like messages for people, or because I'm so connected to the other side too, if I'm working on someone and their family member like will usually come through and give them messages. So I don't really necessarily do like one-on-one mediumship or anything like that. I know some people do. But during my like healing sessions, people really do come through, and it's crazy. They'll be like, can you hear me? And I'm like, yeah, I can hear you. Like, I can hear you. So yeah, Reiki is dope. And you can do it distantly too, which is really cool about any of the energy healings, is that you don't have to be in the room with someone. Like, energy knows no time and space. Like, I have a client who lives in England, and she's like, I've had Reiki done by other people, and you're actually like the best. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool, because I'm so far away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really powerful. It just shows you like what we think or what we're taught like isn't true. Energy is like timeless, you know? It's mm-hmm. really dope.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's good. That's, yeah. I didn't know. I know I heard like little things about Reiki, but I never like got the whole like story about behind it. So, okay.
It really like helps like balance and like energize your chakras, because sometimes sometimes your other certain chakras are stronger than others, and that does make sense. But like you kind of just want to rebalance them, and like I like to like clear people's energy too, to kind of just like get out. Like, think about like all the things that we go through every single day, and things that are just like subconsciously attached to us, and we're not even thinking about. Like, we're next to someone who's like pissed off in the grocery store, like. We are very energetically connected, and I don't think people really understand how serious the connection is. Even, like I said, someone at the grocery store getting in a fight with someone, like, we're taking in all this energy all the time, and it's really important to do things like this, like, not only just, like, take care of your physical body, but take care of that energetic body as well. Like, I shield myself, like, every single day when I wake up. Like, I literally say I put, like, a golden light of shield of protection around me, that anything negative will like bounce off this light, and anything positive will come through. Especially because there's so much tension going on, that I just feel like when I do, like, since I've been doing this, like, it really changes my day. I wake up every morning and do it. Like, it's super important to do these kinds of things that I just feel like a lot of people just don't know about.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. It's definitely with the energy, because somebody could have in your circle could have like a come in with a bad energy or attitude. And next thing you know, it affects you and your day,
yeah,
or someone at work or something like that. Or if it could be, I noticed it where if you come in with a different attitude, saying like you had a good attitude coming in, that's influenced someone else energy right there, that you passing that on. Hopefully, you know, they will have a better day and
yeah,
they could just pass that on. But you know, it do. Like, I do believe that, because with the energy going on with people and everything that's been going on, like, you need more people with more positive energy just going to put out here, because some people just don't even want the positive energy. They just want to be negative. They just wake up. They just wake up in the morning and want, they just choose violence. Like, yeah, this is it. I'm just all about the negative energy. You know, I just changed my attitude just waking up. Like, look, just be happy that you wake up. Like, just start the day like, look, I'm happy I woke up. That's good energy right there. Like, I'm happy I'm here. Let's see what else could happen. I could do good today and pass that on to someone else. So, yeah, I definitely understand that.
It really is true, and that's another thing I do every morning. Like, before I even open my eyes, I say three things I'm grateful for, and I always say I'm grateful to be alive, and I'm grateful for my friends and my family. And lately, what I've been doing this last, like, week or two, I've been saying, like, every day I set intentions, and I just kind of, like, whatever comes out of my mouth comes out of my mouth. I'm like, okay, today I'm going to be productive, or today this. But I've been saying, like, today is going to be the best day ever, and I notice that I find throughout my day that there's things that are just the best day ever. I think we don't realize how much we each have an influence on each other. Like, me and my roommate were even talking today about, like, how even saying something nice to someone, or, like, just something simple, can, like, change someone's whole entire day. I think we're just all going through so much, like, individually, collectively. Like, it's just nice to be nice to people, because we're all going through something, and, like, people are good at masking what they're going through and putting on a happy face, but I feel like sometimes we don't really know deep inside how someone's really feeling. So if you can just be nice to people, like, it's gonna make your day better. It's gonna make somebody else's day probably more than you even can even perceive of it, you know. And that's, like, the cool thing. We're very powerful people, like, so it's dope.
Yeah, everybody be nice to each other, god damn it, come on,
right? Spread the love out here. Shit.
Come on, everybody, come on. And that's what we do, you know. Peace, love, and double shots. Let's go. We're gonna start that. Hashtag that one out there. That's what we're gonna do. Come on, man.
Yes.
Spread this love out here, man. So, everybody being so negative.
So I have a question.
Come on.
So I have a question. So
yes.
When did you know, like, you were different, or, like, when you found that you had just a gift? Like, how did you know, like, something was, like, different with you?
I feel like I've always known I was weird. That was, like, I've definitely always, like, known that for sure. I feel like it was really probably after ayahuasca, like, going through that, and then when, like I said, my mom passed, and, like, these mediumship abilities started happening, and I was like, okay. And then I do communicate with my higher self, who, how do I explain higher self for those people? Like, your higher self is, like, the best version of you. Like, this person that always takes the high road, the best absolute version of you. And I feel like I, like, communicate with my higher self. And then that definitely made me be like, okay, I'm different. But I think it really was, especially after, like, September of 2020, I learned light language. And I feel like I've known that I was a Pleiadian. So a Pleiadian is from a different star system than us. They usually live in about around the fifth dimension, but I think they can go up to, like, 10th dimension as well. I felt really connected during my spiritual, like, journey. Like, I was like, oh, when people talked about, like, how, like, the characteristics of a Pleiadian, like, how they act. Like, different ET races have different kind of characteristics to them. And I was like, oh, and I knew this one girl, like, that I follow on, like, YouTube, that I've actually met down in Costa Rica when I did ayahuasca. And she's connected to the Pleiadians. I was like, oh, that's so cool that she's been connected to them. And, like, they talk to her. Like, I want to do that. So I was learning light language, and, like, there's different ways to do light language. You can sing it, you can speak it, you can move your hands, which is signing it, or you can, like, draw it or write it. And we were learning how to sign, like, we're learning how to sign it. And all of a sudden, I just got this message, which I'm very clairaudient. So clairaudient means that you hear things. Like, I'm bad at explaining all the clears, which are all, like, the spiritual, like, some of the spiritual gifts. Like, you can sense things, you can feel things, you can see things. Like, I have all those, but usually, like, we all have these abilities. Let me say that. We all have these psychic abilities. We can all talk to all these different beings. It's just, like, opening yourself up to these gifts, and which I've done a lot of things to, like, really facilitate that. So I was doing this movement, and I get, like, hearing, like, we are the Pleiadians, and we've been wanting to contact you. And I said, okay. They said, we know we've been wanting you to learn light language for a while. And I was like, well, yeah, you know, my mom passed, so obviously I couldn't go that time. And they're like, we're really happy meditate and connect with us. Like, we want to talk to you. And I was like, oh, and I was just like crying. I was like, oh my God, this is what I wanted all along. Like, I've been wanting this for a while. Like, since I've like went down the spiritual rabbit hole, right? I was like, oh my God, I want to be contacted. Like, oh my God, this is so cool. So then my friend after class, like talked to me, who was in class with me. And she's like, I see this being. She's like, he's in all blue. And I was like, yeah, I know that the Pleiadians usually wear like blue suits. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's Joffrey. And she's like, oh. And I was like, I don't know how I knew that, but that's Joffrey. And then she's like, I think that they're part of, he's part of your mission team. So we all have different guides and angels and ascended, like, and ascended masters who are like, you know, Jesus, for instance, or Buddha, that help us on our journey here. Like, as much as we think that we're just out here floating on a rock, like all alone, like we have these beings. So then what had happened is that's when I was already starting to go numb. This was like all started happening the beginning of like October of 2020. I started having all this numbness and stuff kick up. So I was like, all right, well, I'm like going through so much. I went to the, I would be hospitalized. I was like, I don't really have time to like talk to him, right? And then he just started talking to me. He's like, I'm your friend. Like, I'm here to help you. But that's when I really like knew. I feel like that's like I said, it kind of started after ayahuasca, but then it was like almost a year after ayahuasca that I was like, oh damn, like I'm like really different, aren't I? Like, I'm really different. And then, I don't know, it's just been like him contacting me and telling me things. And then when I did my water fast, he's like, Jesus wants to talk to you. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, all right. And I know that Jesus actually is from the Pleiadians too. So I was like, okay. And when Joffrey talks to me or I talk to different ET beings, I sense where they are in the room. I don't see them, but I sense. And like, I sense if they're like doing something funny or like sometimes when Joffrey comes and talks to me, he'll be like playful, he'll like lay on my bed like this. And like, I know what you're doing. So he's like, Jesus wants to talk to you. And I was like, okay. And like, I grew up Catholic, so I obviously know who Jesus is. I wouldn't say like now I'm just like way more open to everything. I wouldn't say that I'm like this or that. I'm just open to whatever religion. So he's like, Jesus wants to talk to you. I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, you know why you're here. And I was like, okay. And he's like, you know that you're going to help humanity. And he's like, you know that you're going to be talked about. You know that people are going to like, quote unquote, crucify you for who you are, for speaking the truth. And then he's like, you kind of known that you were going to be this person. And I was like, yeah, I kind of figured that I probably at some point. And he's like, I'm really proud of you for doing this like water fast. Obviously, I've done that before. Like, Jesus was like, I've done that before too. And he's like, there's going to be a time where I call for you. And I said, oh, okay. And he's like, you'll know when. And he's like, just keep doing what you're doing. And he's like, just keep talking about what's going on with you and who you are. And like, you're here to help humanity. And that's when Joffrey kind of was like, you're going to like channel messages and you're going to do all these things. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, because they kind of like, because in past lives, I've been very connected to other ET races. And as a Pleiadian, I've stood on the boards for these certain missions with like representing the Pleiadians. So that's how, because I've been very curious, like, how do all these ETs know me? And they're like, Nikki, everyone in the universe knows who you are. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I started doing like, don't mind me if I'm going totally down the rabbit hole. I started doing these life regrets. Really? Like, I'm just like going down this total rabbit hole.
No, I'm be. I'm just so like, I'm just listening. Like, I'm just.
I want to know about the other dimensions and fifth and tenth. I'm like, how many? Yeah, that was going to be my follow up question. Like, how many dimensions I was like, is
just,
it?
Let me know if there's like any questions, or like I will just go down the rabbit hole. Oh crap! Now I forget. Now I'm down the rabbit hole. So yeah, so it's just been like all the, oh, so I've been very curious. I'm like, Joffrey, like, how do I know all these people? And then I really felt called to do this like past life regression. So I was this, woman, Natasha from the Pleiadians, which was like the star system that I feel most connected to. And I was a commander of a spaceship for this big, this is going to sound really friggin' nuts. Like almost like I made this up, but it's legitimately real. So basically I was this big commander and we were fighting out dark entities and I stood on this board and I represented the Pleiadians and pretty much everyone knew who I was. They said, you're a badass. Nobody played with you. You were like the commander that like got shit done. And they're like, everybody knows you. Like, you're very powerful. They were like, at the time, you weren't an ascended master. But we knew that one day you would come to Earth and you'd become an ascended master like Jesus. And when that happened, like, the ascended masters were like, yo, she's going to be one of us. Like, holy crap. Like, she's super powerful. So I was like, oh, damn. And now, through when I did ayahuasca the first time, I actually didn't get it then, but I actually did learn that I actually am an ascended master. I became an ascended master by doing like Rainbow Light Body Ascended Master, and they usually live in India. So I was like, oh, okay. But there's just been certain things that I'm just like, I'm almost in disbelief. Like, it sounds like fake to me. I'm like, okay, I'm a big deal. But then ayahuasca told me this last time. She's like, why don't you believe that you're big of a deal as you are? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm Nikki. I'm little bubbly Nikki with like pink hair running around like I'm a unicorn, like, you know, whatever. And she's like, you are the most decorated Pleiadian commander to ever exist in the Pleiadian. She's like, people know you. People don't play with you. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, oh my God. But yeah, just a bunch of magical things have happened. And like I said, obviously I talked to the Pleiadians, but I talked to like other star system too. Like, really, like the Orions, the Arcturians, Sirius. I work with the Galactic Federation, who is pretty much like a board of all these different ET races that come to together for the betterment of the whole entire universe. So they also work with me like as well. So yeah, I don't know. All these weird mystical things like happen to me that are just like these like activations happen to me. Like I go through like these like rituals and like things that I just can't really like explain, that just weird things happen to me to like increase my energy. And I am told that even like when I do like my healings and stuff, obviously like I'm very like in my flow, but even they're like, your voice is so activating that you activate light inside other people simply by just having a conversation. Like, you're a very activating and powerful person. So yeah.
Okay. I mean, I feel like the way you explained it when you was talking about you couldn't believe it, because I feel like any person, like, well, if someone is telling them this, like, our minds is not going to comprehend it in the beginning. Not going to be like, what is going on? Like, yeah, okay. And like, you just say like, oh, I'm just bubbly me. I'm like, yeah, but you're like they telling you something, but your mind is just, our minds is like, no, like, this ain't real. Like, I can't really comprehend it. It's not like, it's not me or something like that. Cause it's hard for us to really believe it. And then when you say this to other people, if people don't have an open mind to it, then they're going to be like, oh, yeah, whatever, and keep it moving. But then you really got to really sit back and think about it. Like, if you just sticking with the regular old, like, humanity, and you just work your 9-to-5 and you not have that outside, like, mindset about anything else, you never going to comprehend it at all.
Yeah,
no. So used to that and then when someone else is telling you something different, it's like you need like a 1,000-thing proof, but you won't take it on faith, but you'll take going to work and hopefully you get paid or whatever on faith or whatever, or hopefully getting a raise or something like that, but you won't take like something that will help you mentally and physically on faith. So, yeah.
It really is crazy, because I feel like, you know, we come down to Earth and we forget that we're these powerful beings. And I feel like that's why ayahuasca was like, girl, people know, like, legitimately people know you. Like, I have been told, they were like, the darkness knows you're here. They're like, they know you're here. And I was like, oh, damn. They're like, they know who you are. They know you're here to help humanity. Like, and I was like, it is. I feel like I'm just a human, right? But I don't remember that I'm this person. Like, it's kind of just mind blowing, but they're like, yeah, that's how it's super easy for you to contact these people. And I didn't seek out learning how to channel. Like, yeah, I did take a course to learn how to do light language, but I didn't take a course. I didn't take a course on how to be a medium. Like, this stuff just started happening to me. And like, Jesus just talking to me, like, Jesus is my homie. Like, honestly, Jesus is like so chill. I think that people have this perception that if you talk to Jesus, you gotta bow down, you gotta, like, I don't even know, give him your firstborn or do something crazy. Like, he is,
but that's what man put in the Bible or whatever. Bingo. And that's what they, like, put out there. They were like, oh, no. Well, you gotta kiss his feet. And then, like, no. But that's what we've been told in over generation, generation, generation is in a book that man wrote. Then of course we're gonna be like, oh, this is what we're supposed to do. And that's when they do in the church. And certain churches, or pretty much a lot of other religions, do this too. Where you got to bow down and do this. So, yeah.
It's not that way. Like, I feel like any people who are on you are like, I love Jesus. Like, he is so chill. Like, he's, I don't know how to explain it. I just wish people, like, understood that it's not. Like, even when Joffrey said the first time, like, Jesus wants to talk to you, I was like, okay. And I've known who Jesus is. I wasn't like, oh, let me bow down. I was just like, wow, he's really peaceful. He's really chill. Like, we were talking the one day about like cheesy poofs, and he's like, yeah, like I get why humans like them, but you really shouldn't. Like, he's just silly. Like, I wish people just realize that it's not that way. Like, these powerful beings that we like I feel like Jesus just wants everybody to know that you are just as powerful as me. Like, I didn't do anything special. I'm just trying to invoke that within you to realize how powerful you are. And I feel like the people on this planet right now that are here to hold the light and to work for the good of humanity, like, we need to stop, like, shutting ourselves out and realize that we are powerful. Like, we can shift anything and everything. And that's, yeah, Jesus is like so chill. Like, I wish more people knew that it is not about bowing down or doing anything crazy. Like, you can talk to Jesus just like I'm talking to you. Like, it is,
I
mean, not.
I would have had some questions though. I'd have been like, do you really turn that water into wine? And, like, I would have had, like, I got questions though. Like, I have questions. That probably would have been my first question though. That would have been my first one. Then my second one would be like, why are we here? Like, what is the point of us being here? And then I was like, all right, then I'll just start spitballing after that. Two solid questions in the beginning. After that, I'm just snowballing. I'm just throwing stuff out there. Like, look, yeah, what's the point of this? Like, why do we have this type of animal or this being? Like, what's below the ocean? I need to know. I need to find out. Like, then I'll start getting into, like, yo, how many dimensions is it? Like, I'll start asking other questions and stuff. He'd be like, yo, you're going to have to shut up.
Like, I'm sorry. There's only, like, sorry, I can only give you like, two questions.
You only got to the sand, get to the bottom of this bottle, and then your questions are done. That's it.
Seriously. That's so funny. I don't think I've ever asked him any of those. Like, I don't know.
Well, you still, because you thinking right about the other stuff. Like, look, it doesn't really happen, or if it happened, right, then, like, okay, I'm going to let him do all the talking. Like, no, I'm like, well, what's this? Why is this? I would have questions. Like, I'll be sitting there like, all right, let's start this question off. Like, how many questions can I ask you? It was like, do I just get three, or can I get more than that? Like, I get 100 questions. I don't want to say, he could be like, I ain't a genie. Like when he talked to me like that. So that's the stuff I probably would have thrown out there. Then, you know, yeah, I'm going to throw some serious questions out there. But, you know, it's just going to be, the first two is definitely going to be, you know, do you really turn that water into wine? And, you know, why are we here? And why are we here? That's it. Anything
else?
You're
here for the podcast. You know,
then, I mean, look.
You're here to make people laugh on the podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why me and Kay Dizzy do this, man. It was meant to be. I told you, right? The first season was meant to be. It was meant to be that we did this podcast.
Hell yeah.
And this is what happened. And, you know, we bring people on here. So, you know, we bring people together, put the love out there, have people have absolutely fun. But I need to, well, since, you know, you here, how many dimensions are there? I'm just,
oh god,
I mean, you said up, like, the, you said you were in the fifth, but so then it said up to the 10th, so I was like, is it more like than 10?
This is like a multiverse question then, right?
I really don't know, because somebody said that there was like 11, but then someone said there was like 120. To be honest, I don't know how many dimensions that, I don't know how many dimensions there are. I know that we live in 3D and we're going to the fifth dimension, which is heaven on earth, where we can telepathically talk to each other. We can telepathically, like, yeah, communicate. We can teleport. We realize that we're all one and that we're not so separated. So I feel like we're going to see a lot more people like do things like this where we come together in community instead of being like, because there's enough room for all of us. Like everybody can have a freaking podcast because like everybody's different. Like even if people are talking about similar things on their podcast, like you guys come with your own energy. Like I feel like we're going to see more of this like togetherness instead of everybody hating one another. But now what the media is going to portray is not going to be what's happening like at all. No, but that's media just put like it
somewhere else.
Absolutely. The media is going to be like, everybody hates each other and all that. So like, I don't watch the news. I really don't. I know what's going on because some people tell me, but I don't really watch the news. Cause like, it's just false. It's not real. Like it makes it easier to control people when you put them in a fear state. And when people start feeling empowered and start realizing that they have the power to change their life. And it, like the best way to help change the world is to change yourself. And when people start feeling empowered, like that's when the media doesn't like that shit. That's when it's censorship or anything like that. Just like if Jesus were to be here right now, I'm not going to obviously speak for him, but I am. He would be a conspiracy theorist because, or as I've been told, it's truth tellers. Like he would be still crucified. He would be getting censored because he's going to empower people to realize that they're divine beings of light. Like they are love. They are divinity. You're a sovereign being. You have free will over your choice of your life. Like, you know,
yeah.
I was like, start he wouldn't be doing everything. That shit. Like,
yeah, start questioning everything. Don't just
question
go with
everything.
The media. Don't go with the media. Just start, you know, questioning everything. I seen a video. It was the other day. They did a test on four monkeys. So yeah. It was like the monkey theory or something like that. And they had a ladder and they had bananas on top. So one monkey would go on top. Try to get the bananas, it rained down on the other three monkeys. And it kept doing it over and over again until the three monkeys beat that one monkey up. So they knew if they go up the ladder and try to get the banana, it's going to rain on the rest of them. But then they kicked one monkey out, brought another one in. That one tried to go up and try to beat that. They beat that one up because he didn't know. He was just going up there. Until eventually, one after one, they got rid of it and there was four new monkeys on there. And they just kept beating each other up because they knew, but nobody questioned why, because they kept beating up the new one before they even tried to even get to the ladder. And that's pretty much where we at. Like, people question things. No, like, nobody's questioning that. They just, that's the way it is. If something happened, that's just the way it is. Nobody questioned it. Nobody asked why. Why is this always happening? Like, nobody's questioning things. They just keep going like, oh, this is the way it is. Same thing with a lot of other things going on in the world. That's the way it is. Just keep on going with the flow. So, yeah, question everything.
Question like, everything. Against the grain. Like, I feel like that's part of why I'm here. Like, I'm here to shine my light. I'm here to, like, tell other people about things I've been through to help invoke, like, you can, like, you're this, like, you are part of your struggle, but you're also part of your healing, too. Like, nobody is coming to save you. Like, your mom, your dad, whoever, Jesus, whoever you believe. Like, nobody's coming to save you. You're going to save you. Like, you're going to save you. And I feel like that's, like, just talking about my story and certain things. Like, I just want people to realize that, like, we're strong. We're powerful. Like, you know, you can heal yourself. You can heal your body. Like, I've done a lot of work. And, like, when I just did ayahuasca 3 weeks ago, she was like, you don't have to take your Western meds anymore. She's like, but you have to keep up doing what you're doing. She's like, you know, there's so many people that get diagnosed with whatever I got diagnosed with, and they're, you know, they have to be on meds forever. And I knew that was never going to be me. Like, I had a choice. Like, when I got diagnosed, honestly, I was off work for 3 weeks. I literally was never home. I was always going somewhere. I was always getting type of healing done. I knew since the jump, I said, there's a reason why on my YouTube channel, I said, I want to help people awaken their healing powers. I said, how can you do that when you haven't awakened your own? So, you know, I think it's really powerful when people start, like, realizing that they really are their savior. Like, and literally question everything. Because what you've been fed and what you've been brainwashed to believe is a freaking lie. And also, like, too, while I'm, like, on my spiel, like, the things that we've been through that our families, like, seven generations backwards influences your life, and you influences seven generations forward. So maybe some of the things that you struggle with are passed down through your lineage that maybe you don't know. So like, I've been doing a lot of ancestral healing. Like, I've had ancestors murdered. I've had ancestors raped by, like, the one ancestor was like, yeah, my dad used to rape me. The one, my dad's mom's line from like the seventh generation back to the second generation back, like there is abuse in the family. And like, think about how that trickles down. So it's not, like, there's a lot of reasons why things happen to us, but like the ancestral healing thing, like I feel like has been like a major thing that I've been working on. And like, it's just things you don't know. And it's also like cool to like learn your gifts and abilities that came from them. Like my one great, 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 great grandmother was a witch and she was burned to the stake. So I'm like, okay, well somebody had these kind of abilities, you know? But like, yeah, some of the things that we go through, yeah, it is things that we need to learn, but it's also ancestral things that are passed down true. And that's the cool thing about healing is that when anytime you do any healing, you heal seven generations forward and you heal seven generations backwards. So that's another reason why I'm so into healing, because I'm like, I'm not trying to throw my bullshit onto my kids and have that just trickle down. Like, I'm trying to do everything I can to like heal myself, heal my ancestors, and make this world a better place that people really want to be here. Like, it's really hard right now. If I could make someone smile or make someone feel empowered to be their best self, then yeah, that's who I want to be in this life.
All right. Mm. So how would someone, like, if they wanted to get started in the healing path, like, how would they get started into, like, what would you tell that person if someone would, like, whoever listening out there, like, what would you tell them, like, if they were interested in getting into, you know, healing and getting to that another place?
There's a lot of resources on YouTube, especially like Help Shift Your Mindset and stuff like that, because that's a big component in like healing as well, is really like, you know, feeling empowered about that. So there's a lot of stuff on YouTube about that. But also for me, my journey started by actually going to like a Reiki practitioner. And I feel like certain healers, and you really have to find out who you resonate with or vibe with, but I had a binge eating disorder for a really long time and hadn't told anyone. And I just felt so comfortable being in that space with her to be really open about like, hey, like I have this addiction, like I have this problem. So I think maybe going to like, especially like for me, it was really energy healing was the big thing, that just being in that space with that healer kind of opened me up to be honest about who or the struggles that I was really facing. So for me, it was definitely energy healing, but also like saying affirmations or doing, like, I mean, you don't have to go to a healer. You can like, obviously like that's just like really what like kind of worked for me, but also even like writing in a gratitude journal, like even like 5 or 10 things every night, or even just saying them aloud. I think it's just like making those small changes and being like, you know, these are my problems, but I want to start working towards it. And like, you don't have to change everything overnight. Like, you know, it's like taking those small steps about like talking nicer to yourself, or like when you're saying like, I'm just going to say this because I'm a woman, like, oh my God, I look so fat in that. Be like, cancel all, delete. Like, I am beautiful. Like, it's like correcting yourself when you want to say something just rude about yourself, because you're listening, like your body is listening to you. So yeah, making those small changes is really like major, or saying affirmations in the mirror, especially when you're really looking at yourself and like looking in your own eyes, and even just like let it flow. Like, you know, you can look up affirmations or like that stuff like that, but like just like let it flow. Like, I am beautiful. I'm a money magnet. Like, you know, it's just let it flow, but really start to love yourself and feel grateful for everything, even the quote unquote bad experiences in your life. Just know that there's a reason, and there's gold in everything that you go through, you know? But that's kind of like, yeah, that's kind of how I started on my healing journey, just like learning about the Reiki and everything like that. And that kind of just like opened me up. And then I feel like you'll just start to see that the universe will just conspire when you start walking on this healing journey, that you're like, oh, I want to learn, like, how does my past life influence me? What are the certain things that I've been through before? Like, why, you know, just certain things, like, how do I know all these beings that start talking to me? Like, you know, I feel like past life regressions for me have really like helped open me up to be like, oh damn, like this makes sense. Like in certain lifetimes. And because I know about some of my lifetimes, like I feel like I'm like, okay, I've generally been the person that like is this bright light, like throughout my lifetime. So I'm like, okay, there's a theme. Or I used to have problems swallowing pills. And then I learned that like, I like drowned. And that's part of the reason why like I feel that way.
Yeah, like I don't like pills either.
I don't like swallowing pills, and I really had a problem, and like I was like, oh okay, and they're like, well, you were sacrificed and they pushed you off a cliff and drowned, and that's probably part of the reason why you're like that. I was like, okay. So yeah, I just feel like once you start walking on this path, certain like healing modalities will be like, okay, I want to do that, or I want to try ayahuasca, or I've done BOFO, which is the sacred toad. Like I've smoked the sacred toad before, which is DMT, and that kind of just like,
wait, with the smoking toad?
Yeah, like, they smoke the sacred toad, the 5-MeO DMT. That's just another like healing modality that you can do and stuff like that. So I've done stuff like that before, and that kind of just like helps make me realize like that this feeling of enlightenment is like always accessible to us. And like that feeling of home, especially I feel like after my mom passed, I was like, oh, I just want to feel like at home. But home is just this like natural feeling. Like peace is just so natural when you feel it. So what other thing, crazy things have I done? Like I've done Cambo. I'm sure you guys don't know what that is, right?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay, explain so that. Cambo, Cambo is a secretion from a toad, and they call it the vaccine of the Amazon. So they burn marks in your skin, and then they put it on you, and you get it helps boost your immune system, and also helps you purge. So you drink like a ton of water before it, because most people throw up because you want to let go of all this energy and all this gunk that's just not you, like any blockages that you may have. And you always set intentions with this medicine, so it takes you on a journey, but like it helps boost your immune system as well. So yeah, I do a lot of weird shit.
So do they do a lot of stuff with like just the toad? Because you named two things with the toad. So anything else with the toad?
Oh, well, actually, Cambo, I'm sorry, is a frog. I was like, not a toad. Sorry, my bad. Yeah, but there's all these medicines and cool like things that like can help us on our journey that like Mother Earth has like gifted us. So I guess, yeah, my thing is that like once you start going down this like spiritual rabbit hole, you're going to just start seeing things or feeling called to like do certain healings. Like it kind of just starts like unraveling. So I feel like I almost want to say, if you're on like this spiritual journey, just like follow. I feel like I'm very big into Alice in Wonderland. Like follow the white rabbit, like wherever the journey is going to take you. If you start hearing people talk about ayahuasca, like maybe look into it a little bit more. Like there's going to just be certain things when you open yourself up to this journey that you're going to be like, I want to do that. I want to learn that. Why do I want to learn that? And you'll start to see that everything just makes more sense as you go on. You're like, okay, that makes more sense to me about why I'm that way, you know?
Okay. All right. Everybody listen to that too. You know, make sure we definitely gonna put her link on our page, man. So we're gonna definitely put your information out there. And anybody interested in healing, definitely hit her up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I have a question. I have another one. Have you ever had like a bad, I don't want to say trip. Like, did you ever like see something or hear something that like really scared you, or like where you were like, you know, like you didn't want to do the things no more? Like was there ever like anything like negative that happened to you? If you mind me asking?
Yeah, no, of course. Well, the ayahuasca trip was definitely intense. Like the second time I did it, like especially going through the death, but in some weird way I knew that I needed it. But actually, I was told like the beginning of last year that I would be really sensitive to edibles, like like weed and stuff. So I thought that I heard from my guides, because like I said, I'm always being talked to. They're like, I was in Vegas and they're like, all right, yeah, you can have an edible. But I'd been told that they were like, you're done with edibles. You're not doing it anymore. For you, it lowers your vibration. It's just, it's not you anymore. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, thought that they were like, oh no, it's fine. Like, go ahead, do it. And then I did. And then all of a sudden I heard like a dark entity, which I just sensed it. It was like, you're going to go deaf. you're never going to be able to hear again. And I was just like, oh my God, what the hell? So I was like, literally like anything not of the love and light. Like, I think I called in like Archangel Michael. I was like, please protect me. Like, and it just, I was just like so freaked out. And since then I have probably will never do weed ever again. Like, I knew that like my time was up with that, but I was like so freaked out. And then actually I was really hungover the one day, because alcohol does lower your vibration and it can make you more susceptible to being influenced by different entities. They're not usually bad. They're just like, you're a little bit more, your guard's down a little bit more. So that's why, like, you know, when you do like stupid shit when you're drunk and you're like, yeah, that wasn't me. It's because you're being influenced by these entities around you, because they want to play with you. Like, they want to play with you. So it was the one time I got really hungover. I think that really is probably the last time I was really hungover this summer. And I just heard, I was going to like hang out with this guy I was dating. Like, it was his birthday. We'd hung out that night. I just went back to my house to just like change and da da da. And they were like, you're not going to meet his friends. They're like, you're going to get in a, like a massive car crash. And I was like, what? And I literally was like sieging myself. I was like, oh my God, like trying to shield myself. And they're like, yeah, you're going to get a massive car crash. Like, you're never meeting his friend. I was like, what the hell? It was just so intense for me that since then, like, I don't really drink like that. And since my last ayahuasca a couple weeks ago, she's like, there's like two more times in your life you're ever going to drink. Like, it's not for you. So there are like, I don't like, I mean, necessarily, I guess like, well, I guess trips a little bit, but not in the sense of like a psychedelic trip. They're like, it's really intense when you get like contacted by those entities, and it really freaks you out. Like, you're just like, I don't want to do that shit anymore. But I do feel like there's a reason why that does happen. And even if people have a bad psychedelic trip, most people will say that like, it's, I don't know, for the best in a sense. Like, there are like, I don't really think anything's like a bad trip. There's always like a lesson in everything, but like, it does get really intense. So like, if you're on this spiritual path and you start to get really sensitive to things, be careful with like alcohol or weed and certain things. Like, you'll just start to know that weird things will happen to you, and you'll just know that shit is not for you anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really freaky. Like, really freaky.
Mm. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I don't feel like I'm sensitive to none of that stuff. I don't feel like I see, like, you know, spirits or anything like that at all, to be honest with you. I was actually trying to see how I can open myself up a little bit, but I don't know, I'm like nervous.
Go ahead, do it, like, man.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to. I mean, like, how do you like open yourself up?
I feel like meditating is really big for me. Like, I'll set intentions. So I definitely that is definitely something that I feel like will open me up. Or, I mean, obviously ayahuasca definitely opened me up to my stuff, but I use this medicine called Hape or Rape, and it's tobacco sniff from the Amazon. I love a lot of Amazon medicines. And you take this pipe and you blow it up your nose, and blow it up each nostril, and it helps open up your third eye. Like, it does burn, but it really, I noticed in the beginning after ayahuasca, I started using that, and I feel like that kind of started to open me up as well. But I think just really starting to become more aware of just everything. Just start becoming like more aware, and start, ask your guides, ask your guides, be like, hey, I want to get more tuned in to my gifts and my abilities. You know, I was like, and that will definitely, and ask them for help. Like, how can I open up more? Are there certain things that I can do? And then, like I said, don't be surprised if you're like, oh, I see an ad for this, or somebody's talking about some healing that they did or something like that. The universe will start conspiring to be like, hey, you should check that out. You should do that. But like, definitely meditating, even if like, if you're new to meditation, even like doing 5 minutes of guided meditation, just to kind of start get you guided on that path. And then like, you can just tap into yourself a little bit more. Definitely helps as well.
Yeah. I'll definitely look into that.
All right.
Cause I know nothing.
Yeah.
At all.
It is cool. Like, it's not all crazy. Like, yeah, the darkness is real. But, like, I mean, I do see flashes of light, and, like, they're, like, angels. And, like, it is kind of cool when you just know things. Mm-hmm. Like, I know there's a lot of things that I know about my life that just I've been told that, like, I actually know a good amount of my life. And it's kind of fun, you know, when you're like, oh, my God, I know all these really cool things are going to happen to me. And then I know some things that are going to happen to me that I'm not going to be, like, thrilled about either. But It is kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
Okay. I mean, I want your opinion on this. I may have talked about this story. I mean, Kate Dizzy heard this story already, but you know, our fans heard it already. So it was one. I just want your opinion on this. Was so? Okay. I guess the universe or someone could have been trying to talk to me. So okay. It was maybe probably almost like 10 years ago. Probably maybe a little bit more. So this is when I still lived in Philadelphia, and I had surgery on my knee. So it was like, you know, out for a couple of days. So I just walked to therapy. And this one day, I think either I was walking there, or I was walking to therapy. So the supermarket there is like a bus stop right there on the corner. I'm about to walk past this little black lady that stopped me, that started talking to me. So at this time, I've been going to therapy for maybe a couple of weeks already. So I'm not even walking. Like, my knee used to feel like it was slipping or something, like give out. So I'm walking correctly. She just stopped, talked to me. She knew what knee it was that I had surgery on. Like, I ain't see no scar. Like, so you couldn't see no scars or nothing. Wasn't walking with a limp. She knew what knee it was, knew that I had surgery. And then straight out of left field, this other guy that was delivering, like he was working for, he had like a truckload delivering food and stuff to the supermarket. He came out of nowhere and then started talking to me. And we standing there, just, you know, they talking, and then they started praying over me. I don't know, like, I'm just walking, mind my own business. She stopped me, started talking to me. He saw it, came over, I guess, and then he started, and they both were just praying over me. Like, they knew something happened, or I don't know. They didn't get into details about that, but they were just praying over me. And then that was it. Never saw them again, because they said to them, like, I'll be here this same day next week. I'll go past here the same time, because I was on my way to physical therapy. Never seen them, neither one of them persons ever again in my life.
Do you think it was your parents?
This is, I want to say, when my mom passed away. I don't think my dad passed away.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. Sorry, I didn't know.
So this is this around that time. Like, I want to say like 2006, 2007. Like, I was just working just at the hospital. So, mind you, in my, like, what, mid-20s, and this just happened out of nowhere. Wasn't thinking about it. Came out of nowhere, started praying over me, like, out of nowhere. To this day, I still can't explain it.
I feel like it was your mom. I feel like it was your mom and your guides and your angels. Like, I mean, I know that, like, obviously, like, I feel like there haven't been a lot of things that have happened to you that your parents have, like, showed you signs, or at least from what you've, like, told me. But I definitely think it was your mom. And it was probably your guides and your angels just kind of making sure that you were okay. Like, it does make sense to me that it would be. I mean, I know, like I said, you don't have a lot of experiences like that with seeing signs from your mom and your dad, but I definitely feel like it was. It definitely was like your mom. And it was your angels and your guides being like, hey, that's why you never saw them again. Because, like, things like that happen, you know, to people randomly. And it's not random. And I don't believe in coincidences anymore, because we're very powerful. Just like, I don't know, just let's say, like, I was thinking about you and then all of a sudden you text me. Like, it's not a coincidence. Like, it makes sense why certain things happen. Yeah, it was definitely, like, your mom and your angels, like, watching over you. They just appeared in a human form.
Yeah, because they were definitely nowhere. Like, she just started talking to me, and next thing you know, he just came out of nowhere and just walked over. I'm just like, My instinct was like, what the hell is going on? And then why are they praying over me? Like, praying, I get well. Like, I'm just, like, trying to get there. Like, what's happening right now? Like, and it stuck with me because I'm like, I always, to this day, I was like, what the hell happened? Like, I was trying to figure it out. Like,
for sure.
I was like, I don't know. Somebody was trying to get in contact with me or something like that. I don't know what's going on. And I was like, when I tell this story to people are like, what the hell? Like, because you wouldn't think about, like, probably know any other person probably would, like, you know, never thought about it again. But I thought about it a lot, because it was just like, all right, why did this happen?
No, that's dope. It was definitely them. Your angels, your guides, and your team, like, and who's ever on the other side, like, they really, I want to say they work for you. They really do. Will have mystical, magical things happen for you. Like, it's a real thing. Like, definitely believe that that was your mom and that was your angels. Like, I know it doesn't make any sense, but, like, yeah, it's very real. Like, it's very real. It's dope. That's so cool.
I went, he ain't feel cool at the time. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, yeah, I know you. You're probably like, what the hell? I'm just trying to mind my own business. Who the hell is this?
Trying to walk down the street. You know, what? all right. You know, me, I just, you know, I had a conversation just to talk.
Of course, yeah.
Like, how do you know? I'm like, how do you know this? I'm not even walking with a limp. I don't see no scar there. Like, how do you know
this? People just happened? Know things.
Like, how do you like, already know? Sitting there, mind my own business, just stop me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
people
all
just
right.
know things.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't usually get random knowings about just random people walking on the street or anything, but I do know things about, like, other, like, you know, my friends and stuff that are going to happen to them. And you do just get, I just get, like, downloaded these messages. They're like, oh, so-and-so, something's going to happen to so-and-so. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I do. It's, like, really random. But, yeah, it's definitely real what happened to you. That's cool.
Okay. All right.
Shit's real.
Yeah, I just wanted your opinion on, you know, and see what you got to say about it. I mean, I don't know it about the frog stuff, but you know,
no, tell even you otherwise,
I don't know, cause you know, but then I don't know. I mean, tripping out. I mean, I might need to drink a lot of water, but you know, K Dizzy definitely need the other stuff to help him go to sleep. You know.
Got you on the Reiki.
Reiki, man. Go ahead and do that, man. Probably get the best sleep of your life right there.
I need it.
Yeah, there you go. Help you out, man.
Really helps.
You want to look that up, sir. You want to get down with that, man. Get some sleep, man.
Nah, I mean, I definitely will look it up. I've never heard that word, you know, like, at all.
Yeah, I'm that's like, cool. Well,
I'm not around
people?
Anybody. I'm not around anybody that's, you know, into that at all. So I've definitely learned a lot.
Believe me,
this is definitely all new to me.
See, yeah, that's why we do this, man. You know, get this word out here to the good people of the world.
Absolutely. I mean, you know,
filed her on the YouTube and all.
See, you there know, you
I mean,
go.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, hit that like button, everybody. What's the... Nikki, say the YouTube channel again.
Majestic Unicorn Healing.
Look it up, everybody. Get them like buttons out there.
Yes.
Get them views up. We definitely we're gonna have that information out for everybody on our Instagram page, Facebook page. We're gonna put it out there.
Mm. Now, like, is that the only place where you? Put your stuff up.
I have Instagram too, so I put stuff up on there, and then I have a website. While I'm here, so obviously I've been on this big self-love journey of loving my human body, and I'm going to be putting out within the next month a spiritual healing course called Let That Shit Go Now, A Unicorn's Guide to a Happy Body, where I will do different healings like meditation, breath work, ecstatic dance. I'll be having light language channeled from Jesus, as well as working with Mary Magdalene for a meditation. And I'll teach you guys all the techniques and all the healings that I have done to really learn how to love my human vessel no matter what. And it's like, love your vessel now, because even if you are, let's just say, on like a weight loss journey, I know that people get to that weight loss goal and they still don't love themselves. So I feel like I want to take people on a deep dive to what got you to this place and how can we let that shit go now, and really help you open yourself up to really loving yourself no matter, you know, what you look like. Even if you're working on your goals, you know, love yourself now. So that's going to be out, and I'm really excited about that. That's like the most thing that I'm super excited about right now. So if you're somebody that suffers with like body image issues or having eating disorders or anything, I was like, definitely go on my website, www.majesticunicornhealing.com. Sign up for my email list. You'll get a free 5-minute morning meditation that can help you on your healing journey. And I'll be posting more on like my YouTube channel and my Instagram about that course. It's going to be massive. I'm super excited about that.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
This was great. It really was.
Yay!
It's definitely like an eye opener. I was a little nervous at first, but yeah, I mean, this, I'm not gonna lie. But I mean, this was like a really like a big eye opener for me. This was like really awesome conversation. It really was.
Thank you so much for having me. Like, there's so much like to deep dive. Like, I know I didn't even hit the surface. So if you're new to spirituality, there's so much more. It's just hard to cover in like an hour segment.
I know.
It's hard. Know. But yeah, keep diving, people. Keep diving. Keep digging your shit up. Let that shit go. Be a better human being. Love yourself. Stay magical. Unicorns are fucking real.
Unicorns are fucking real. That's our quote right there. That's our quote. Awesome. Unicorns are fucking real. That's awesome. K Dizzy. It's that time again.
It's that time for what?
Time for them double shots.
Double shots.
So the first double shot of season two go to Nikki for joining us. You know, she snapped the fingers, but we do the applause up in here.
Yes, thank you guys so much for letting me talk about my witchy shit.
Thank much you love for to you joining. Guys. Thank you for joining us, spreading the information out there for the good people. We're going to cheers this up for you. Kyle, you want to hit the... Kate Dizzy, you want to hit the music, you want me?
No, I got
cue
it.
Cue the music, man! Cue it up! Let's do this!
I was doing the wrong one, my bad.
Oh, man, not that one. You want? You know which one it is. Do that cheer.
A little rusty.
There you go. Nah, I ain't rusty, man. Come on. Cheers to you, Nikki. Thank you.
That's right. Seriously.
God bless.
Nikki, you are awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you are awesome.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome, too. I love your channel. You. This is dope. Oh,
thank you.
I'm going to tell everybody. I've been telling people about it. I was like, but this is really cool. Keep doing this cool shit. Well,
thank you.
More people
thank
need
you.
Good vibes like this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, thank really you, everybody, for listening.
Good luck to your journey as well. And I really hope to see your channel blow up as well. I mean, you can definitely teach a lot of people a lot of great things. So I wish you nothing but the best of luck with that.
Thank you. You guys, too. Let's keep making, like, people's lives better, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's what we do. That's what we do this for.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the K Dizzy and Teddy Happy Hour. Make sure y'all hit us up on our Instagram page, our Facebook page, Twitter page. Hit us up out there, man. Patreon. We out. We everywhere. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, everybody, thank you once again, and everybody have a great one. Everybody be safe and stay warm. I guess for y'all, stay cool, right? You know, since y'all on the warmth out there, right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's been like in the 40s at night.
You too close. I'm up here. I'm up farther. We get that 70 and 80s right now.
Oh, okay.
What?
I think it's like 20-something degrees right now in Philly.
That's too cold.
Yeah, all right. Cool, all right. Man. I guess
I'll change. I don't change up. I'm not an outside person like that no more. I need warm weather.
Yo, Cal, you spoiled us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again, Nikki, for joining our show. You gotta come back again. We gotta get you back on here.
Yes.
Oh. The K Dizzy and Teddy. Happy hour. We kicking it. That's what we do. Let's go. Season 2. Let's get it. Oh.